Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is August 3rd, 2026. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Tetralogy of Fallot. Electrophysiology-guided surgical ablation during pulmonary valve replacement. Adults with repaired tetralogy of Fallot face significant long-term risks of ventricular tachycardia and sudden cardiac death. This study described the clinical strategy of preoperative electrophysiological testing to guide intraoperative cryoablation during pulmonary valve replacement. This therapeutic approach targeted identified anatomical arrhythmia substrates. The investigation focused on its association with reduced postoperative ventricular tachycardia inducibility and the long-term risk of clinical ventricular tachycardia and sudden cardiac death. Article number 2. Outcomes after a first acute myocardial infarction in patients with or without congenital heart disease. Adults with congenital heart disease have improved life expectancy, leading to an increased focus on age-related comorbidities like acute myocardial infarction. This nationwide case control study compared outcomes following the first acute myocardial infarction in patients with and without congenital heart disease. Researchers included 214 adults with congenital heart disease and 275,377 controls without, evaluating all-cause mortality and recurrent acute myocardial infarction. This investigation provides crucial data on the clinical course of acute myocardial infarction within the adult congenital heart disease population. Article number 3. Subvalvular aortic stenosis in adults, clinical course and long-term outcomes. This study characterized the clinical course and long-term outcomes in adults diagnosed with subvalvular aortic stenosis. It included patients from the Dutch Congenital Corvitia Registry, following them between 2001 and 2019. The investigation assessed all-cause mortality, rates of subvalvular aortic stenosis reoperation, and cardiovascular events. Key cardiovascular events included arrhythmias, heart failure, and reoperations for aortic regurgitation. Article number 4. Heart failure with preserved ejection fraction in adults with congenital heart disease. Heart failure with preserved ejection fraction is a growing concern in the general population, but its prevalence among adults with congenital heart disease remains largely unknown. This multicenter cohort study described the prevalence, characteristics, and hospitalization burden of heart failure with preserved ejection fraction within this specific patient group. Researchers analyzed electronic medical files of 4,507 adults with congenital heart disease who had biventricular heart physiology and systemic left ventricles. The study provided foundational data on heart failure with preserved ejection fraction in adult congenital heart disease. Article number 5. Congenital heart defects. Familial recurrence patterns in Sweden. Congenital heart defects are known to aggregate within families, yet the recurrence patterns across different kinship types and generations are not fully understood. This nationwide population-based case control study in Sweden investigated these familial recurrence patterns among relatives. Researchers included 51,778 individuals diagnosed with congenital heart defects who were born between 1987 and 2017. The study provided updated population-based estimates, essential for genetic counseling and risk stratification. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description, or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.